At 6:30, it is clear and 73 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Happening right now, I-44, about 61st West Avenue. We have a hotel fire. We believe it's a Clarion Inn. Emergency units are on the scene, getting a handle on that situation. The hotel has been evacuated. We know of no injuries. New census data shows a gap between Oklahoma and the rest of the U.S. widening when it comes to poverty. Oklahoma Policy Institute's Gene Perry says the state's lack of progress is not surprising.
Last year, we rolled back a lot of our earned income tax credit, which was going to low-income working families, and we've done numerous budget cuts to some of these services that are helping people work and stay healthy and stay out of poverty.
The federal poverty line is $24,230 a year for a family of four. About one in six Oklahoma families fall below that line. A man is dead and a woman hospitalized after being shot overnight at a Tulsa convenience store. The shooting took place at the Route 36 store near 36th Street North to the west of Peoria. Police are still processing that crime scene this morning. The Mazzio's on 71st Street just east of Lewis got a drive-in last night. A car went out of control on 71st Street and slammed into the building. The restaurant had just closed, but staff members were still inside. No one was injured. Heroin and cash are seized in Tulsa during a drug raid with ties to the Mexican drug cartel. Three people were taken into custody from two different locations. Tulsa Sheriff spokesman Justin Green says it was a joint undercover investigation with the federal government.
Tulsa County Sheriff's Office, in conjunction with Homeland Security's investigations, served two search warrants simultaneously on two separate apartments of suspected heroin dealers.
Nearly 3 pounds of heroin was seized, along with $25,000 in cash. A missing autistic boy is found safe at Claremore. The 13-year-old disappeared late yesterday. After a search last night, the boy was located and returned to his family. State officials are keeping a watch on the rain gauge. KWGS's Faith Greenhagen reports that gauge is empty.
It has been a month since Tulsa has received measurable rainfall. State climatologist Gary McManus says we are on the bubble between just being dry and the start of a drought.
It's kind of a balancing act between, are the impacts bad enough for drought or are we just abnormally dry? So for right now, we're sticking with just the abnormally dry, but keeping an eye on it.
McManus is concerned that if the trend continues, we could have a dangerous wildfire season. Faith Greenhagen, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, the air quality is moderate today, sunny and hot, 93 for a high, clear and warm tonight, 73 for a low, now clear and 73. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.